Exercise 8, page 111.
Good morning, everyone. As you know, this morning's lecture is about acid rain and its effects on the environment. We are very fortunate in having Professor Andrew Wilkes with us today to share with us some of his expertise on the subject. Could you please give Professor Wilkes a warm welcome?
Hello. Today I'm going to be talking about acid rain and the damage it is causing to our planet. But first of all, I'd like to explain where it comes from. Acid rain is found mostly in Europe and North America. These areas of the globe have the most cars and power stations which produce harmful chemicals. These then go into the air and mix with the water in clouds to produce acid rain. The trouble begins when this acid rain touches the ground, as it causes great damage to the plant and animal life in lakes and streams. In fact, the fish in hundreds of lakes in Europe and North America have almost died out completely because of acid rain. Cities are also suffering from the effects of this powerful form of pollution. Acid rain can slowly eat away the stone on the outside walls of buildings, and historic monuments can be severely damaged. Fortunately, however, governments are beginning to do something about acid rain. They are forcing power stations to reduce the amounts of poisonous fumes that they release into the atmosphere. Governments are also encouraging car drivers to use lead-free petrol, which doesn't create as much pollution as leaded petrol. But in spite of these efforts, the problem hasn't disappeared and is continuing to threaten our planet's delicate ecological balance. It is up to us to protect it. Firstly, we can help by using less electricity. For example, if we all turned lights off when we didn't need them, power stations wouldn't produce as much pollution. Secondly, if we use public transport more often, the atmosphere wouldn't become so polluted by car exhaust fumes. If we all make an effort, we can help to decrease the threat of acid rain.
Thank you very much, Professor Wilkes. Now, if anyone has any questions they'd like to ask, I'm sure Professor Wilkes will be only too happy to answer them.